Shabbos, Perek Tes, Mishneh Hey. We're back learning the different shiurim that are considered choshev enough that a chayfetz that you might see is a dover that you chayv a chattas on. Hamaitzi eitzim, wood. How much wood is meaningful? Enough wood to build a building? Of course not. What's the least amount of wood that can be used for something useful? Kedei levashel beitzakala, enough firewood to cook the easiest thing, the thing that needs the least fuel. Tavlin, kedei letabel beitzer kalo. The chiddush over here is, and with star from zemzeh, a person can put in different spices. The amount of spice they need is kedei letabel beitzer kalo. But different spices, ginger and cinnamon, etc., etc., they're mitstarif together, because a person can be mitstarif, and he could flavor something with a variety of flavors. Klipei agoizim, klipei rimoinim, these are shells of agoizim, of walnuts, shells of rimoinim. Istisupur, also materials that are used for dyeing. Klipei agoizim, klipei rimoinim, also they would cook them in order to extract dye. Istis is something from which is extracted blue dye, indigo, I think the proper color is. Upua is a type of grass from which they take out red dye. All of these, what's the smallest beged that could be dyed, that the dye, the shells can be used for that? Kedei letzbeya behen, beged cotton bisvacho. A woman would cover here with some type of net, some type of beged. And on top of that, she would put a little decorative ribbon or a piece of, like a small beged. The farb of that, the color of that, the dye of that, would be the smallest amount for these materials. Meraglayim, neser uburis, these are all things that are used for scrubbing, for they're cleaning agents. Neser is made out of some type of earth. Buris is made out of some type of grass. Kmunya is also something that's natural. It's also some type of grass. Ve'eshlog is, it's not clear exactly what that is, but they're all used for different cleaning. So the amount of these things that are useful is the amount that's used to clean the smallest amount of something. What's that something? Kedei lekabes ben beged cotton bisvacha. Again, this is the smallest beged. So the dyeing of it, the material that's needed for that is the smallest amount of dyeing material or cleaning material, the same. Reb Yehuda Oimer, kedei lahavi ala kesem. This is something interesting. The woman has a beged, and on the beged there's a kesem, a stain. It's not clear if that kesem is dam, and it's mitama, or if it's dye that's paint that's on the beged. So the Mishnah says over there, nida, that you take a cleaning material and you scrub it over, and if it stays on, that means that it's not dam that could come off. That needle would come off the beged. So these cleaning materials have a useful purpose. Kedei lahavi ala kesem. Kanira that the Tanakhama, we pass in that way, holds that that's not a real use. That's not an established use. These things are used for cleaning materials. Remember, cleaning materials is the smallest amount of something that has to be cleaned. The fact that if there happens to be a stain, you'd scrub on that amount, which is less. That's not an established usage. That just happens to be mimikra that you use it for that. So that's why the Tanakhama is choylik. Mishnah Vov, the same idea. Behemshech pilpelas kol shehi. People would use pilpul, pepper, they would put in their mouth to get rid of a bad smell. They didn't have Listerine in those days. V'itron kol shehu. Itron is something that comes out of, it's like from pitch or tar. We had this back in Perek by Mehmet Likin. And they would use this, I'm not sure exactly how, they would use this, the Gemara says, if somebody has a what's called a ke'ev chatzi roish. I don't know if a ke'ev chatzi roish is more like a toothache, or it's more like a migraine headache. Maybe that's called the whole head hurts. Vinish vidu is some type of usage, and that would be mamashu. So Melo, that's same way an Advil pill could be as small as you want, but the pill's a pill. You could even a half an Advil pill, l'chayr, could take away a quarter of a headache. If you need two Advils for a strong headache, a quarter of an Advil would take away a half a headache. Quarter of a headache. Nope. So mamel over here also, the itron would be with kolshu. Mine b'samim u'mine matchois, kol shehen. This is two different things. Mine besamim, even in the smallest amount of besamim, gives off a smell. So if you don't need a very strong smell, you only need a drop. Matchos is metal. The smallest amount of metal could be used into could be made into some type of kli. A piece of wood, by the way, you can't make it into a minuscule kli. Mashenkin, a piece of metal could be used. You could make a mashu of a fork, something that could cut, that could scrape. Even the smallest amount of piece of metal could be turned into something. This is a mashu that cracked off the mizbeach, or the offer mizbeach that was inside. The mizbeach adoma titinli is inside the mizbeach. There was adoma. Vinishvi, these two things have kedusha saguf of something that was niskadish. Even a mashu is ton gniza, because it's ton gniza, has a chshivus, and that's why it would be b'mashu. Mekek svarim, this is the dust would crumble off if you had a sefer Torah that the pages were crumbled. Now, pages, we're not talking about pages that are crumbled of a book that's 100 years old. We're talking about from a sefer Torah. So even a mashu, who again has that same cheshivas, because it has to be put begniza. Or mekek mitpechoisem, the covering of a sefer Torah, the mantle of a sefer Torah, is also, if it crumbled, if it's an ancient sefer Torah crumbled, so then it has to be put away. It also has kedusha saguf, because it's a mishamish of a sefer Torah. So the halacha is the kolshu, like we just said, shematzni esoyis and legonzon, they have to be put away. Kedushoson. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Af Hamoitzi, Meshamshe Avoy Dezora Kolshu. Interesting halacha. Somebody has a mashu of something that was used, that was miyuchid, Leshimush Avoy Dezora. The halacha is it's also bano. And it's Bekolshu, Shenema Loyidbak Biyodcho Me'uma Menachem. One shouldn't have, Dovuk Biyodi, one shouldn't have in his possession, nothing Menachem, from that which is Mukhram, which is Avoy Dezora. So that word be ma'uma tells you that even a mashuhu has a chshivus. I mean, obviously not a chshivus, a insignificance. But the chshivus is that even the mashu is something that has to be gotten rid of. So semamel it's machayev. Now the Rav explains that the nekudas hachidush over here misham shavay dezara is that since the Torah said loyid b'biyot chumuma menacherim semamel latikin godl hu oisa. Even taking out a mashum ibeisa is also a great accomplishment. It sounds like, the way he explains it, is that the reasoning of the Tanakhama that doesn't bring this, Rabbi Yehuda Oimel, Rabbi Yehuda Schoelik, is that the Tanakhama doesn't hold that it's a tikkun godl. Like, he's arguing on this svara. What's interesting is that the Tesis Yom Tov and other mafarshim bring that there should be another reason for this machlokes tanoim, Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. When somebody is carrying out Meshamshe Avay Dezara, is he carrying out Letzoricho Avay Dezara? Does he want the Avay Dezara to be from point A to point B? Or the point is to get rid of the Avay Dezara? Something he doesn't want. Is that called maybe a Malacha She'en Yitzricha Legufa? And maybe that's why you're Potter? And maybe that's what the Tanakhama holds. This is the old Machlok between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, where the Malacha She'en Yitzricha Legufa, like digging a hole, and you don't really want the hole, which is the malacha of Charisha. You want the dirt. So maybe you made a hole. Malacha and Tzvich Legufa. Or putting out an air where there's a malacha of Kibui, but you wanted it just to put out the air, it should be dark. You didn't want it in order to produce the charcoal of the wood that had an extinguished fire. Machlokes that we had in the second perek. So L'chari would stand to reason that that's the machlokes over here, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. There's only one little problem. The Rambam and the Rav paskin over here like Rabbi Yehuda they paskin like the Tanakhama that you're potter over here. If that's the machloikis, that means they're paskining the Malach Shein Yitzvich Legufa is potter. And the Shita is HaRambam, Ki Yodua, is the Malach Shein Yitzvich Legufa is Chayiv, even though the Rambam holds Dov Shein and Miskaven is potter. But he does hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Malach Shein Yitzvich Legufa is Chayiv, so that obviously can't be the explanation. And that's why the Rav and the Pirush Mishnah is given another Hezber. And this Machlokes is not totally in that Machlokes. Now, just to be Marim Mokim, because the Rishash points that out over here, you have a similar idea of Malach Shein Yitzvich Legufa in a Mishnah later on, in the Gemara in Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, where a person carried out a chelik of a dead body of a mace. So over there, Rashi explains that it's malach shein tzricha legufa because loy hayo roitza that the mess should be by him. It happens to be that he wants it out of his house, but not that it's here and he's transporting something that's here to point B. It's not that it was been point A, Beret Sinai, and it's not that it's going to point B, Beret Sinai. He's carrying the thing, true, but it's just to get rid of it. That itself is a malach shein tzricha legufa. So that lecher, that should play out over here. What you have to say is, according to them, the machlokes over here, everybody holds malach shein tzricha legufa is chayiv. And the shaila is only whether it's the shir, like we pointed out from the Rav, that the shaila is whether the mu'uma renders it a davar chashuv or not.